On the same day, the commemoration of the holy hieromartyrs Hypatius and Andrew. These saints hailed from the land of Lycia, and as children were educated in a monastery. They were adorned with every virtue and progressed from strength to strength. When they reached manhood, Hypatius became a monk so that he might toil for God in silence, while Andrew labored in the world in order to profit men's souls. He became a cleric, instructing Christ's people in the word of God in the Lord's church. Both were great fasters and were humble, and they possessed unfeigned love for all. When the Archbishop of Ephesus learned of the saints' virtuous lives, he summoned them. Edified by their discourse, he came to love them greatly, and he compelled Hypatius to become the bishop of the Church of Asia. "It is not right that such a light be hidden beneath a bushel in the wilderness," he said. "Let him be set upon the candlestick of the hierarchical dignity, that he might illumine the Church of God with his teaching." He made Andrew a priest, and so these two brilliant luminaries enlightened the Church of God by their teaching and pure lives. Thereafter, Leo the Isaurian, the emperor of the Greeks, raised up a persecution against the holy icons and issued a decree throughout all his empire ordering that the icons be removed from the temples of God and that no one should venerate them. These two teachers, Hypatius and Andrew, spoke out boldly against the iconoclasts, instructing their flocks not to obey the emperor's godless ordinance. When word of their defiance reached the emperor, he commanded that they be brought before him. For a long time he attempted to constrain them to renounce the veneration of the holy icons, and his philosophers sought to win them over to their impiety, although they were unable to shake these two mighty pillars of the church. They were then imprisoned for a lengthy period and subjected to further persuasion to abjure their orthodoxy. Failing in these attempts, the emperor ordered that they be beaten mercilessly, that their scalps be torn from their heads, that their beards be smeared with pitch and ignited, and that the most venerated and holiest of the icons be burned on top of their heads. The saints bore all these things courageously, and by God's power they still remained alive. Then Leo, who was like a beast both in name and in his manner of life, commanded that they be dragged through the city. The saints were thus trailed through the city to be mocked by all, and finally they were slaughtered like lambs. In this manner they surrendered their souls into the hands of God, having suffered for their defense of the holy icons. Their sacred bodies were cast out to be food for the dogs, but the faithful took them secretly and buried them with such honor as befitted holy martyrs.